Welcome to this audio recording of our Church at Home video sermon for the 10th of May. My name is Andrew Gill and I'm the minister of St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church in Black Rock and Bray. Even though we are separated in our homes, I pray that you will know the unity we share in the Lord as you listen to this today. Have you been learning any new skills during the lockdown? Maybe like a lot of people, you've been looking at guides and tips on how to bake sourdough bread. Or maybe you've been looking for advice from your green-fingered neighbour about how to do gardening. Or perhaps in a moment of desperation, you've had to Google how to do long division as you help your children with their schoolwork. At the moment, our church buildings are closed. And so we're not able to pray together in ways that we have been used to. That's why we're doing this series of videos on the essential questions of prayer to encourage us and to help us in our own home prayer life. So far in this series, we've looked at that prayer is talking to God and that prayer connects us to the transformational power of God. And if you haven't seen part one and two of this series yet, then maybe go watch those videos and then come back to this, and there'll be a link in the description below about where you can find them. But today's video is about how to pray. It doesn't matter how long you've been a follower of Jesus for, none of us have prayer all figured out. And it's something all of us need to learn more about. And just like anything else that you're trying to learn or improve on, you want to be guided by an expert. So today we're going to be looking at the teachings of Jesus in Matthew chapter 6, and we're going to learn about prayer from the Master. These verses are from a collection of teachings which is commonly called the Sermon on the Mount. And this section in prayer begins by Jesus telling us two things to avoid when we pray. One is praying like a hypocrite, and two is praying like a pagan. Let's read verse 5 together. And when you pray, do not be like the hypocrites, for they love to pray, standing in the synagogues and on the street corners to be seen by others. A hypocrite is another word for an actor, somebody who puts on a mask and pretends to be somebody else. And what Jesus is saying here is, don't be fake. Other people might be impressed by the person that you pretend to be, but God sees right through it. So when you talk to him in prayer, just be honest and be real and be yourself. God sees what is done in secret. So it doesn't matter if our prayers are out loud or just quietly within our own hearts. You can write your prayers down or you can even sing them if you want. Just be honest about who you are and how you feel. The second thing Jesus says, do not keep on babbling like pagans, for they think they will be heard because of their many words. The good news is that our prayers can be short and our prayers can be simple. When we come to talk to God, we don't need to use special or fancy words because God loves us and he wants to give us good things. The purpose of prayer is not to try and manipulate God, or to try and to force him to do what we want by saying a certain formula of words or by endless repetition. The power of prayer is not in the amount of words that we use. It is in the goodness of God's character. Then Jesus goes on to give us an example or a pattern of prayer for us to follow. We call it the Lord's Prayer, and we say it together every Sunday in church. But Jesus doesn't just want us to say it. I believe that Jesus wants us to learn from it, to use it as a guide for our own prayers and to show us what we should be praying for. Jesus shows us that there are six things we should ask for when we pray. And the first three are all centered on God. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. So often our prayers are focused on ourselves and on our problems. But Jesus shows us to begin our prayers by bringing our focus towards heaven, to praise God for who he is, to thank him for what he has done for us in the past and what he promises for the future. Praying this way, praying for God's glory to grow, for his kingdom to come and for his will be done, puts our problems and our worries into perspective. When we're praying, remember who we're talking to. Yes, our problems can be big, but our God is so much bigger. Next, Jesus goes on to teach us to ask God to give us today our daily bread and forgive us our debts as we have also forgiven our debtors, and lead us not into temptation, but to deliver us from the evil one. Simply, this means to pray for what we need each day, to pray for our relationships with God and with each other, and to pray for protection against sin and against evil. And that's it. That is Jesus's masterclass in prayer. Keep it real, keep it simple, keep it focused on God, and ask him for what you need. But like with most things in life, we don't learn how to pray by studying the theory. We learn by putting it into practice. At the end of each of these videos, I like to make a suggestion about how we can practically apply what we're looking at. And this week, I want to encourage you to use the Lord's Prayer as a template for your own prayer. One of the problems we have with the Lord's Prayer is that we're over familiar with it. And we say the words, but maybe you don't actually think about what we're saying. So this week, I think it'd be a great idea to just take one part of the Lord's Prayer each day, to think about it, think maybe, why does Jesus want me to pray about this? And then rewrite it in your own words and use that as your prayer for that day. I've put a link to a PDF which will help you, of a sheet that will help you to do that. But now let's pray together. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we also have forgiven our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. Amen. Thank you for listening to this audio sermon from St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church. For more Church at Home resources, please go to our website, standrewschurchblackrock.ie.